As I have shared, a ministry internship helps provide someone with a taste of what it would be like to have a job or career in a ministry context. We want to show them the real day-to-day life of someone serving vocationally in ministry. This does not, however, guarantee that the individuals will enter a ministry career. An internship yet does not exclusively teach about a career in ministry alone. There are some skills that I want people to know and have positive learnings for any career. An internship is a perfect way to impart professionalism and general marketplace skills. And always remember, more is caught than is taught. You want to model professional behavior. Now, I inform my interns that I am assuming nothing about their skills or experience coming into this program. In other words, we will be covering things that the intern might think they have well within their grasp. However, there may be some skills that they think they have mastered that in reality need some honing and some polishing. If I were to ask an intern, "Do you know how to write a good email?" invariably, every intern would say yes. Now, let me say this boldly. I assume nothing. Now, I'm not saying that I assume that they are inept or ignorant. I simply cover certain what I call standards and outcomes to ensure I have done my job to prepare them. At the end of an internship, I want those who have passed through my care to be able to effectively write an email that will be read by the recipients. There is a way to write an email and a way not to write an email. Now, I must say, there are a number of full-time staff that could stand to learn how to write a proper email. Am I right? Therefore, please assume nothing and double please alert your interns that you are assuming nothing. By letting them know this up front, you'll help them understand and not feel that this is some type of a remedial exercise. One standard is conducting a meeting. Now, I want interns to know how to effectively create a meeting agenda and conduct a 45 to 60 minute meeting. Now, another standard is conflict resolution. I think this is not only a critical life skill, it's a critical life skill both inside and outside of a ministry context. I want them to know how to address and resolve conflict. Now, I have prepared a short downloadable list of, quote, standards and outcomes. Now, this list can be used as a resource guide for items or topics that you should cover in your time with your intern. Now, keep in mind, it is often in the regular ministry moments that we will share these valuable insights and words of wisdom. Therefore, refer back to the standards and outcomes sheet regularly. This will allow those items to be top of mind, and you will have opportunities. You'll be able to see these opportunities organically happen, and you can impart skills or a winning trait. Now, we can teach informally as well as formally. You can teach some principles informally as you work together. You can teach a ministry value while you're setting up chairs, for example. Though informal teaching moments are wonderful, you should formally insert key teaching points from the standards and outcomes into your weekly meetings. One outcome is counseling experiences. Now, I want the interns that I have been entrusted with to experience as much as they can in the short time that they're with me. Ministry, however, has some aspects that involve confidentiality. There are places and spaces that may not be appropriate for an intern to join or to shadow you. Now, I did have an intern sit in on several pre-marriage counseling sessions. This was a valuable experience for which I gained explicit permission from the couple that I was counseling. Now, I did not, however, invite an intern to sit in with me during a complex marriage counseling session involving infidelity. This would have been highly inappropriate. Later, I did spend time communicating examples of harder counseling experiences that I had encountered. I achieved the outcome of counseling experiences through a direct shadowing experience, as well as a conversation that was about general experiences that had occurred in my ministry. In addition, a standard and outcome that I want to have interns experience is being part of meetings. I invited interns to be a part of certain, but not all, meetings. Though the intern could not be a part of more senior level leadership meetings, I wanted to impart how these meetings happen, both in a good and a bad way. Therefore, I achieved this outcome about ministry meetings, not only through directly experiencing meetings themselves, but yet I did share with them in kind of a more one-on-one debrief about how ministry meetings can include heated conflict, poor meeting protocol, and more. Please print off the standards and outcomes document and feel free to share this document with your interns so that they know where you're headed and the content that you're going to be seeking to impart.